beautiful. Okay, let's move on. Okay. So we talked about that. Yeah, if it's an non-perennial, then cheres is enough. That's very chashiv, because if most flower pots are made out of cheres and there's no hole, so you're okay with that, really. If it's a non-perennial, if it's not especially strong. Okay, leaves sticking out. So in Hilchos Shabbos, it's a problem. Even if you have an otzer chain or nokiv and leaves are hanging over the side, so they are said to be yoneg through the ear from the oretz. Rav Shlomo Zalman is mekil in a bias on Shemitah. He holds it's not a problem. But most people, I guess, by now are machmir, and you have to make sure that if you have whatever you have underneath, if you're on komat karka, so whatever you have, or if you're being machmir on koma shniya, and you've decided to create your otzitz she'en onoku by putting down a glass plate underneath the plant, then you have to make sure, I'm sure that most people, most rabbanim, will tell you to make sure it's big enough to encompass the overhanging leaves that hang over the sides. Although Shlomo Zalman was mekel in a bias and said that that's not a concern. Okay, certainly if you tell me you're on koma shniya and it's tiled, I would tell you don't worry about the. If you want to be machmir like Aval Yashiv and koma shniya. Koma shniya, by the way, is koma tachtona also if it's not on the ground, it's raised. So if you want to be machmir like Aval Yashiv, but you only and you put something down, but your concern is the overhang, so I would tell you. Kanukshain.
Komashnia with nothing above.
With Komashnia with nothing above is an otzitz she'enu nokuv in a sadeh. It's an otzitz she'enu nokuv in a sadeh. That's also midrabbonim. Then you, even if you create an otzitz she'enu nokuv, you have an otzitz she'enu nokuv. Once you don't have a roof, so any mirpeset without a roof, if you have plants, even in a metal flower pot, if it's on a place in the merpeset without a roof, you have a problem. It's also midrabbanan to do things.
If your plant is under the roof, but then the leaves grow out so that they're sticking, not under a roof.
I think that's okay, because the ikar plant is under a roof. There it's not a shaila of yanika. It's a shaila of whether it's called bayis or it's called basada. It seems to me you would go bust of the shorish of the plant, not bust of the leaf of the plant. Maybe I should check on that, but right now, that seems to me the logical answer. That diyun is totally on the shorish, not the leaves. Okay. So we talked about the merpeset. If there's no roof, so you have a problem whether it's nokuv or eno nokuv. Yeah. Then we get to moving around the plant on shmita. That's fun because you have a lot of machmirim. So, okay. See here, let's say we talk about, can you move an otzitz she'eno nokov from the bias to the soda? So really, it should be mutter. The very fact that you're moving it from the bias, it's going to be, the achrenim say not to do it. But it's not because there's nothing wrong with the technical moving from bias to soda.